This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And this is the longest-running physician-hosted radio program in America. We've been doing this since 1987. And, Duran Duran and, that era, since the disco era. And we've got the opportunity for you to call us, 877-726-8255, as usual. That's 877-726-TALK. And even if you don't find it convenient to call during this hour, you can use that number to record a question, and we'll take some of those recorded calls a little later this hour. But we got some interesting stories to share with you, as usual, so here goes. How the baby food industry hooks toddlers on sugar, salt, and fat. This is a story from the Washington Post, and this is a great concern because, you know, it's one thing to talk about what we can do, you know, as we become older and wiser, and perhaps we see our own mortality, and we try to mend our ways, eat healthier, and exercise to preserve our longevity. But when kids get a bad start, it's really one of the worst things we can do for our ultimate health later in life. Kids who are overweight have a much higher incidence of type 2 diabetes and hence cardiovascular disease, perhaps certain cancers as well, inflammatory disorders. And other studies suggesting that kids who eat a bad diet have a higher incidence of cognitive problems later on. Certainly kids suffer from many behavioral problems, attention deficit disorder and bipolar disorder. These are relative rarities. Perhaps they're being diagnosed now because of diagnostic vogues. But clearly, there's something happening here, and what it is ain't exactly clear, and it probably has to do with the diet that we're feeding kids. And there's a big commercial impetus to sell a lot of junk to kids. And that's what this expose in the Washington Post is about. Leading health organizations recently released their first consensus recommendations about what young children should be drinking. And, you know, in light of all the options, all those fruity drinks, it turns out that only breast milk, or, if necessary, infant formula until a baby is 6 months old, with water introduced around then, and plain cow's milk at around their first birthday, but nowhere are juices and sugary drinks on the menu, on the optimal menu for kids. There's been a boom in unhealthy foods and beverages for children 6 months to 3 years old, packaged for convenience, and often with unfounded health benefits for kids, the suggestion they'll make kids stronger and smarter. So clearly there's a need to have some restraint when it comes to these products. A scientific report from the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee found that 29% of toddlers' calories were coming from snacks. Okay, well, kids have to eat more frequently than adults. You can't expect them to fast. But Most of these snacks were salty or sweetened processed foods, not fruits and vegetables. What's wrong with, you know, serving a kid some, you know, a snack of crudité, you know, some sliced radishes and maybe a sweet red pepper, cultivating a taste for these things early in life, you know. So there's, for example, a yogurt-based Happy Baby snack for children that contains a teaspoon of total sugar per serving, and there are four servings per pouch. So you're going to get 4 teaspoons of sugar in what is normally, you know, the servings are unrealistically small, so bet you can't just eat one. You probably eat at least 2 to 4 servings, and you get all that additional sugar. Happy Tots organic bananas and carrots, fiber and protein bar. That sounds appealing. It's fiber, it's protein. But it contains 2 teaspoons of sugar per serving. Researchers also found that children who watch 80 minutes of television per day, that's not uncommon, view more than 800 ads for junk food annually. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that nearly 14% of 2 to 5 year olds are obese. And that is very, very hard to reverse. This is kind of a critical period. The point of no return for weight is that kids who are overweight at 3 to 4, it's hard to turn back from that in early adolescence or adulthood. Also, CNN does this report, top 34 best-selling fruit drinks for kids deemed unhealthy. According to Children's Drink Facts 2019, that's a report from the University of Connecticut's Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity, the American Academy of Pediatrics is alarmed that children consume so much added sugar. Added sugars increase the risk of many health harms, including type 2 diabetes. We know that. 2 of the most popular drinks, Kool-Aid Jammers and Capri Sun Roarin', you know, the cartoon characters on the label. They advertise their drinks directly to kids on children's TV programs. Both drinks contain 0% juice, but they have pictures of fruit on the front of the packaging suggesting that they're wholesome. CNN reached out to Kraft Heinz, who manufactures both products, but they did not receive a response, of course. This is really irresponsible. You know, worse than irresponsible. It's rapacious what they're doing to kids because, you know, once you get kids hooked on highly sweetened flavors, it's hard to tune your taste buds down to appreciate the more subtle tastes of fresh fruits and beverages and vegetables. It's, you know, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Gay Paris? When it comes to sugar, you've blown out their taste buds, and the receptors are very avid for more of the sweet stuff. So we got a big problem here in our food supply, and it's going to create a terrible toll, even just from an economic standpoint. How are we going to treat all those kids who turn into young adults with type 2 diabetes and multiple expensive health problems? To manage. It's a really, really serious development. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. When we return, we'll take some of your calls, and we'll share more information with you on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from, plus you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, some people are recording questions, as did this caller. Let's hear from them.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman, thank you for the very unbiased presentation on that article on red meat. So I have a family member who has two small children who is strict vegetarian, you know, no meat, no dairy, no eggs, no fish. Certain nutritionists with more than one PhD have recommended that children absolutely need meat. I'm wondering if you could give an opinion on that. You know, naturally it's concerning if these children are growing up without things they need. Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah, this is an area of huge controversy. And, I don't generally recommend a vegan diet for anyone, although some adults can do fine on a vegan diet. To me, it's a little bit of an unnatural imposition on the body's natural requirements. Because if you look, and we take our cue from paleo nutrition, I've studied anthropology, and if you look at, so-called primitive cultures, and there are very few, outposts of that, remaining in the world, but people, you know, who live in remote areas of, the Amazon, or in, parts of Africa that barely been touched by civilization, remote islands, the vast majority of them, while they consume a lot of plant foods, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, high fiber plant foods, I think, are really an important staple of the optimal human diet. Although, you know, you can look at the Eskimos, the Inuit, and they, you know, they don't exactly consume a lot of salad, you know, because they're mostly consuming marine mammals. But maybe that's a special adaptation that they've acquired over centuries and millennia of living up in, the frozen north. But most cultures do include some animal protein. You know, it doesn't have to be 22-ounce porterhouse steaks, hot and cold running filet mignon, or prime rib, but certainly animal protein has been part of the human diet since time immemorial. And so, we can get by with a very careful, prudent vegan diet using, the proper combinations of grains and legumes to achieve a protein balance. But it's harder. You're going to miss certain critical nutrients that are necessary for development. You may have relatively low protein, and protein can be a limiting factor for kids who are growing. You may have low levels of the essential fatty acids that are necessary for brain development, you know, EPA and DHA. You know, some people can convert the precursors, alpha-linolenic acid and alpha-linoleic acid, from plant sources. But, if your kid's going to be a vegan and you really, and a lot of kids, they're idealistic vegans. Okay. They read about global warming. Their heroine is, Greta Thunberg, who has predicted the end of the world and has convinced her family to be vegan. And, you know, it's an idealistic time of life, you know, being a kid or an adolescent. And, you know, they don't want to harm animals, and that's fine. But if a kid is going to do that, they probably need supplementation with some critical nutrients. They may need additional supplements of B12, perhaps, you know, take a multi. They may need some EPA and DHA, and if they refuse to get it from fish sources, they can get it from algae sources that truly is vegan. You know, I think it's a slippery slope. And the tendency is when you're on a vegan diet is to eat too much starch, too much carbohydrates. You're not getting enough fat. You tend to crave carbs to satisfy your appetite. And, you know, also some of these nutrients are critical for sexual maturation. So you can actually see retardation of growth and sexual maturation if you take the diet to an extreme. But, you know, it can work. I'm not saying it can't work. It just... Why go there unnecessarily? It's not optimal. You're talking about family members, and look, you're not in a position as possibly a grandma or an older relative to impart your rational views on people who are very committed ideologically to a vegetarian diet. So enjoy your grandkids and try not to have arguments about food. Encourage them to supplement prudently and balance their diets and not eat a lot of candy just, you know, because they're hungry and they haven't been eating enough fat to allow them to have satiety. All right. This item has to do with a link between eating mushrooms and a lower risk of prostate cancer. It turns out that mushrooms may have preventive benefits when it comes to prostate cancer, published in the International Journal of Cancer. 36,000 Japanese men show an association between eating mushrooms and the advent of prostate cancer. So you know that it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, two stand out which help nourish your brain, Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP. Protosorb Magnesium features a patented form of magnesium that easily crosses the blood-brain barrier. That's magnesium 3 and 8. It delivers magnesium directly to the brain. Cogumin SLCP features optimized curcumin, which also allows free curcumin to cross the blood-brain barrier. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP are highly innovative products that help nourish your brain. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Visit our online dispensary to find great products like Cogumin and Protosorb Magnesium from Protocol for Life Balance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out which help maintain your healthy blood sugar: glucose management with berberine, glucose balance, and chromate. These botanical supplements can play an important role in proper insulin function, normal energy production, promotion of healthy body weight, and maintenance of healthy blood sugar levels that are already within the normal range. Their ingredients are backed up by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the question action, that's 877-726-TALK. And here's a trio of stories about eye problems. And, you know, there's really a place for nutritional therapy for certain eye problems. We know about the use of lutein and zeaxanthin and DHA and zinc and various antioxidants in support of retinal health. Well, these stories have to do with retinal health. And a disturbing story has come in about the effect of a bladder medication on retinal integrity. Headline, more evidence linking common bladder medication to a vision-threatening eye condition. Now, this condition looks a lot like macular degeneration, but it's not run-of-the-mill macular degeneration. It's induced by a certain medication that is used for the treatment of a condition called interstitial cystitis. That's a bad condition that causes chronic pain in the bladder and pelvis. And more than a million people in the U.S., mostly women, are estimated to have the condition. Now, there is no cure for it, but there is one FDA-approved pill that can be utilized to ameliorate the condition. It's Elmiron, or Elmiron, and it's been the mainstay of treatment for decades, for as long as I can remember. It kind of came in I think, the early 1990s, and it revolutionized the treatment of interstitial cystitis. It only works partially for some patients. It's not a slam dunk, but it has helped some overcome the discomfort of interstitial cystitis. Well, now comes information that as many as one quarter of patients who've had significant exposure to Elmiron showed definite signs of eye damage, and that this medication toxicity could masquerade as other known retinal conditions, such as age-related macular degeneration. Now, so the reason that this has gone unnoticed for so long is that, you know, a 50 or 60-year-old woman who has interstitial cystitis, who's been taking Elmiron for a long time, develops macular degeneration. No big whoop, because that is such a common condition that is age-related that especially women are more likely to get. So this is a big yellow light or yellow flag around the use of Elmiron for interstitial cystitis, because the degenerative eye changes could lead to significant vision impairment or even blindness. So it's, you know, it's just another example of, you know, you take a medication for one thing and there may be an off-target effect, an unforeseen effect somewhere else in the body, because you can't just tell the medication, just work on the bladder cells. It's got systemic effects, and what's good for the bladder may not be great for the retina. But here's a hopeful strategy for dealing with one type of retinal problem. You know, there are, in addition to macular degeneration, there are hereditary diseases that cause the retina to deteriorate. They go under the designation of RP, retinitis pigmentosa, and these are genetic conditions. If you've got the genes, you're more likely to come down with it. There's no medicine, there's no fix for this until we have gene editing, and maybe things like CRISPR, which is now being used to modify genetic makeup, and which ultimately may allow a fix, a genetic fix, where they kind of edit your genes and fix it. But in this study, they used a combination of alpha-lipoic acid and progesterone to slow the progression of retinitis pigmentosa, and they found that they really worked. Progesterone is neuroprotective, and so it's not just, you know, hormone replacement. This is designed to have a direct effect on the nerves that line the back of the eye. And alpha-lipoic acid is a really potent antioxidant. So what they found is that either lipoic acid or progesterone alone had benefits, but when combined, their benefits were additive. They've also done studies that show that vitamin D may be part of the equation for protection against retinitis pigmentosa. They've looked at other substances such as resveratrol, melatonin, vitamin A, lutein, and zeaxanthin. They have been shown to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties in the retina and in other tissues. So while we're awaiting a definitive cure for RP, retinitis pigmentosa, hereditary form of blindness, we might do well to urge our patients to undertake nutritional supplement with antioxidants like alpha-lipoic acid, and progesterone is not available over the counter except as a topical cream, needs to be prescribed. But those strategies, when combined, can slow the progression of the disease. So, lest you think we only talk about natural strategies, this is interesting because, yeah, we know that right now the name of the game, the only game in town for treatment of dry macular degeneration as opposed to wet macular degeneration, they can do direct injections directly into the eyeball, which can slow the wet form of macular degeneration. But when it comes to the dry form of macular degeneration, there's nothing in the drug pipeline, but just wait. According to the latest studies, patients with dry age-related macular degeneration obtained meaningful vision improvement after 6 months of use with a drug that targets oxidative stress versus a placebo. And I talked to an ophthalmologist colleague of mine, and she shared with me that there are several candidate drugs in the pipeline for treating macular degeneration. And that's great because the nutritional strategies work to a certain extent, and often patients get slowing in the progression of their macular degeneration or even slight improvements. But when it comes to curing the disease, the supplements are not a slam dunk. And so if these drugs pan out, and if they don't have unacceptable side effects, they offer hope to people who suffer from macular degeneration. It's going to take a couple of years before these drugs reach the marketplace, but there's hope for sufferers of macular degeneration. Let's talk about the condition of fatigue. Fatigue is related to mitochondrial function, and the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down, is NT factor from nutritional therapeutics. You've heard me talk about it here. It works directly on the mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I prescribe it routinely to my patients. I take it myself. NT factor is available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin mineral formula, including antioxidants and omega-3s. But let's say you have your favorite multi and or fish oil, and yet you'd still want to harness the power of NT factor. There's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT factor and a potent delivery system. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping NT Factor and ProPax to Vitamin Shop, you can still find this product line at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, you can call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go directly to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, in what may be one of the largest cases of its kind, in fact, this is unprecedented, Johnson & Johnson ordered to pay $8 billion over its antipsychotic drug Risperdal. A state court in Philadelphia concluded that Janssen, which is a division of Johnson & Johnson, wrongfully marketed its Risperdal drug. Well, this is a powerful antidepressant, antipsychotic drug. It's not your run-of-the-mill mild antidepressant. They say that Janssen wrongfully marketed its Risperdal drug to teens, and it warranted this unprecedented punishment award. A separate jury had already awarded the plaintiff, a Nicholas Murray, a Maryland resident who began taking Risperdal as a child to battle autism, $1.75 million in damages on his claims the drug caused him to develop female breasts. Yeah, that's one of the side effects, gynecomastia. But this verdict is unlikely to be upheld on appeal. You know, $8 billion. I mean, the whole, you know, the net, I mean, this company makes a lot of money annually. They make about $16 billion a year. But to say to them, okay, half, you're going to have to give half your profits away on the basis of this misuse and aggressive marketing of a powerful drug. Yeah, that's a little over the top. But nonetheless, it's going to sound an ominous warning for J&J. The company faces more than 13,000 suits over its Risperdal marketing and failure to warn teens about its health risks. Not the least of which are gynecomastia, but also this is a drug which makes you eat more and gain weight. I've seen it. And that, you know, while cosmetically having female breasts is a devastating side effect for a teenager, even of greater health consequence is the risk of developing obesity and diabetes from taking a medication. Many of these powerful antipsychotic medications fatten you up, increase your appetite, slow you down, and change your metabolism to make you more susceptible to weight gain. So we'll see what happens with that. J&J, not a great stock to have these days because they also had a big award recently about the talcum powder. Talcum powder, which contained asbestos, which women powdered their nether parts liberally with, and which has been associated with a higher risk of ovarian cancer. That ain't good for J&J's bottom line, for sure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number now and 24/7. And we've got a recorded question that I'm going to field right now. So let's hear it.
Yeah, Dr. Hoffman, I listen to your show religiously. I'm a baby boomer like yourself, and I'm getting a little concerned about my mental acuity, my memory, mood. I've been diagnosed with MCI, and I've had a lot of bangs to the head. I do try to follow a healthy lifestyle. Healthy diet, Mediterranean, exercise a lot, take supplements. My hormones, my testosterone, DHEA seem okay. So I'm just wondering what else I can do. I take some, I don't want to get into what a supplements I take, but I'm wondering on your take on this, the best way of preventing any further mental lack of mental acuity, and also maybe some testing that I should have done. I do see neurologists. I've had MRIs, so that's about it. And thanks again. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a big area, and, you know, this would ordinarily be the subject of a consultation. A lot of aging boomers come to see me in quest of preserving their memories. And, you know, you sound like a pretty, you know, for someone with MCI, you sound like you're really on the ball. You know, you investigate a lot of these avenues towards cognitive preservation. You're probably aware of the Bredesen protocol. Dr. Dale Bredesen has been a pioneer in working with patients with MCI and Alzheimer's using natural interventions and lifestyle to address their declining cognitive function, and with success. I mean, he's got documented studies that show benefits. You know, first of all, we have to kind of individualize this. We have to look at you and look at you in particular, you know, do certain tests to see if, for example, you might have borderline B12 or if you have low levels of pregnenolone. Pregnenolone can be a memory enhancer. That might give us a key to more individualized treatment of your particular condition. Even borderline hypothyroidism can cause cognitive problems, and on it goes. There are many, many elements to this. But in terms of our inventory of things that can help supplement-wise, it's quite extensive. Things like acetyl L-carnitine can be helpful for the brain, and certain forms of thiamine. Allothiamine, which is thioctic acid, can be a good supplement for people with brain problems. Alpha lipoic acid goes directly to the brain. We just talked about it in relationship to an eye problem, retinitis pigmentosa, and that's, if it works on the nerves in the eyes, it can work on the nerves in the brain. Bicopa is an herb that can help, you know, with mental focus. It was the main ingredient in a highly advertised radio campaign for Focus Factor years back. Choline is important for brain, for sure. So various products like CDP choline, City choline, phosphatidylcholine, they can provide the choline you need for brain function. Some studies suggest that coconut oil, when added to the diet, can be helpful, or as an adjunct to a ketogenic diet. I mean, some if you're sufficiently disciplined, or if, you know, someone who has Alzheimer's disease has adequate supervision and support, they can undertake a ketogenic diet. And if your brain utilizes fat for a fuel, ketones, the brain does better than if it relies on the ups and downs and the blood sugar roller coaster for energy. Cogumin is a product that delivers curcumin to the brain. Cogumin SLP, we talked about that earlier on the program. Coenzyme Q10 for energy, NT factor. Ginkgo biloba is one of the things that can enhance circulation to the brain. High doses of B vitamins like folate and B6 sometimes help people. Lion's mane can also be used as a cognitive enhancer. Sulforaphane is helpful for the brain. It's a premier detoxifier, but it's even been shown to be helpful in autism. But it may have protective effects in neurodegenerative conditions. So you see, the list is quite extensive. PQQ has been suggested as something helpful for the brain as well. And certainly magnesium can be helpful, especially the protosorb magnesium, the magnesium threonate, pycnogenol, and all. On and on it goes, glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, resveratrol. Those are among the things that I think could be part of a therapeutic program for brain support. And that's all the time that we have for today's program. I want to thank you for joining us. And make sure you check out our website at drhoffman.com for more intelligent medicine resources. Subscribe to our newsletter. Got some great articles there. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And have yourselves a great weekend. Stay healthy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.